Yad Yisrael, Amrim Shema Yisrael.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, The Hour Is Now, was written by Joseph Mindell.
I will show you fragments of a man's life, separate pieces of existence, and I will not fill the empty spaces with explanation, nor straighten the crooked edges of contradiction. For the beginning of wisdom is that no man lives in fixed angles and unchanging directions. And I also seek to understand. The beginning is Tarnopol, 15 years ago. Even a city does not remain the same. Tarnopol was a Polish city, and now it is Russian. But 15 years ago, it was occupied by the Germans, who built factories and brought men and women from the Jewish sections of the cities of Europe to establish a city within a city, with slave laborers and Nazi guards and Polish overseers.
Hi, Hitler.
Good morning, Major. If you'll be seated until I...
Get up, listener. On your feet, I said.
I am not accustomed to being spoken to as if I were...
Shut up!
As if I were some tramp your Gestapo picked up in the streets. I'm a graduate engineer and a Polish citizen.
You are a subject of the Third Reich, and you will salute a German officer properly.
Is that what's troubling you? Heil Hitler.
Remember, listener, even a graduate engineer is not indispensable.
All the same, your Gestapo and your Luftwaffe can't run the factories. I meet your quota of uniforms, don't I?
I have an other quota for you.
Now, look here, Major. You can't increase indefinitely the number of
uniforms. Not uniforms. Different kind of quota.
Oh, I see. Another draft.
300 at the end of the week.
How do you expect me to maintain production when you take my workers and send them to other factories?
They are not sent to other factories.
Well, then what do you do with them?
Don't you know, listener? Do you really want me to tell you?
No, Major. Don't tell me.
Oh, my brave listener with your loud talk and squeamish stomach. Better stick to uniforms. Here. Go back to examining this one on your desk. What's this, listener? Is this how you meet your quota? Look at the seam in the shoulder. I can pull it apart with my fingers.
The inspector caught it. That's why it's on my desk.
Who worked on it? Do you know who sewed it?
Of course I know. Send him in.
I will watch to see how you handle the situation.
Calm now, Major. It's hardly a situation. One coat.
Your inspector caught one. How many slipped by?
Leave it to me. This is my department.
Goldenson, machine number 82.
Examine this coat, Goldenson, and let me have your opinion.
You do not begin by asking for his opinion, listener.
Please, Major. Well, Goldenson, what do you think?
I think it is a bad job.
Exactly. Goldenson, I do not tolerate bad jobs in this factory.
If I may be permitted to say something...
Speak up, speak up.
What's this, a seminar, a conference? You! How many defective coats did you sew?
If you please, Herr Major...
Answer me!
Please, I will show you, Herr Major.
Who else is in with you?
See, the cloth, the seam...
Who else?
The cloth should be doubled so that...
When I ask a question, I want an answer!
Please, Herr Major, please. They do not give us enough cloth to make a double fold.
Be still, you fool! Fool cannot hear you. Too bad about your floor, listener.
The floor?
Still, soul, the blood will wash off. Lesnar, I think you will have no more trouble here with defective seams.
Can you get up, Goldenson? Here, hold on to me.
I will be all right.
Her face is covered with blood. Here, use this towel. There are some bad cuts, but it could have been worse, Goldenson.
I am very thankful.
Save your irony. You're still alive. If you had not insisted on explaining...
They do not give us enough cloth for a proper seam. It's true.
Of course it's true. Well, what do you expect me to do? Explain it to the Major? Listen to me, Goldenson. There are times when it's wiser to be still. I said it before.
Yes, I know. I heard the advice you gave me.
Well, then why didn't you follow it?
Maybe because it was not advice that was needed. I was willing not to be beaten.
Goldenson, you're still talking too much.
Aren't you afraid, even now? Should I be afraid? Now?
Your face is swelling up. Go home and have your wife tend to it. Well, go on. Are you waiting for me to change my mind?
Herr Lesnar.
Well, am I to stand out here all night?
Oh, no, of course not. Come in, please.
Why are you out of bed, Goldenson? Your wife should be taking care of you.
He has a pair of lungs, my son. Only 10 days old. He needs more care than I.
Yes, of course. Oh, you're well set up here. I mean, considering...
I know what you mean, Herr Lesnar. This room, the bedroom, the kitchen. 3 rooms just for us.
Surprising.
Last week, another family lived here, too. They're gone. In every house on the street, families are gone. Your friend, the Major...
He's not my friend.
Oh, excuse me, of course not. Well, sooner or later, they will come for us, too, for my wife and me. I keep thinking what will become of my son.
Goldenson.
Excuse me again, Herr Lesnar. All this is no concern of yours, is it?
Goldenson, I suppose you're wondering why I came here tonight.
I think perhaps that I know why.
Do you?
I think that maybe you came because it is not easy to watch a man being beaten.
You make me uncomfortable, Goldenson. I don't know why I came. It does not please me that you may be right.
Maybe there was another reason, Herr Lesnar. Maybe you also came to tell me that you do not really believe it was better to be still.
Oh, now you're telling me what I believe and what I don't believe.
Because there is a time when it is necessary to speak, when a man must act. Isn't it so, Herr Lesnar?
Oh, I know what you're saying, Goldenson. Now, you listen to me. The Major had a club in his hand. It could as well have been a gun. It was not easy to see you beaten. I felt every blow. But there, in my office, someone was going to feel the club or the bullet. Goldenson, if it happened again, I would keep my mouth shut again. Do I make myself clear?
It is clear enough. To myself, it does not matter, but my son...
It's strange what matters to a man. I want to know what you're thinking.
Why should you care?
No reason, but tell me. No, it's not necessary. I can see it in your face.
I will tell you what is written in the Talmud and the ethics of the fathers. Despise no man and consider nothing impossible, for there is not a thing that does not have its place, and there is not a man who does not have his hour.
Good night, Goldenson.
Wait. What happens to me tomorrow, next week, I think it can no longer be prevented by anything I may do or you. But my son, must it also happen to him?
What do you expect, Goldenson? Don't you know what kind of world you live in? You can't rely on me or any man.
My son is 10 days old. On whom shall he rely?
Fire!
Sergeant, get them quiet.
Quiet.
Remain at your machines until you are called.
What's going on, Major?
Have you forgotten last night I came for my quota?
No. I won't let...
Well, go on. You were about to say something. You have nothing to say, Lesnar?
I have nothing to say.
I thought so. Sergeant, count of 50, starting from the windows. Take them down to the tracks.
Lesnar, this is the hour.
I said it was a story of fragments that must be matched together to make a meaning. There are gaps in the years of which I can tell you little. The war ended. Millions of lives were ended. But the man Lesnar lived. Then the threads once more cohere to form another fragment, an eye blink of existence that was for Lesnar a wandering and an asking.
This is the house of the man called Goldemson.
I wouldn't know.
I know. What I'm asking is...
Now, look here. The house was abandoned, wasn't it?
You know how and why it was abandoned.
That's not my business. I bought it legally from the proper authorities. If you're thinking of making trouble, I'll call the police and you'll see how we deal with you people.
The Germans are gone. The people are still being dealt with.
If you know what's good for you, you'll forget what you came for and go away.
All I'm asking is information about Goldenson's family.
How should I know about them? Ask your own people.
I talk to you and I wonder who my people are.
What do you mean? You're not a Jew. Then why should you care?
Never mind why. But what can you tell me?
All right. Don't get excited. Listen, one of them came back recently, a Jew. How long he'll stay is another story. Maybe he can tell you about this Goldenson and his family.
They said you could tell me. I'm talking about Goldenson. I'm sorry to remind you of those days, but if you could tell me anything,
you... You don't know me, Lesnar?
Who are you?
Why should you know me? I was one among many. One machine among a thousand machines. Oh, don't go, Lesnar. Are you afraid to face me?
What can I say?
Only what all the others say. That you had no choice. They made you do what you did. That you are not a hero, but an ordinary man. That if you also held a club in your hand, still you did not use it on anyone. Go on, say it. You think it's true, don't you?
It is also true that I did not lift a finger to save anyone.
What do you want to know, Liz?
Did you see Goldenson act? After he...
Yeah, they were sent to the same camp. He's dead. His wife is dead.
Their families?
When there are 6 million victims, how many families are left?
A brother, a sister?
No one is left, no one.
You can't be sure.
Lesnar, you are going to track down every survivor. Will you travel to every town in Poland dragging the boy with you?
What do you know about the boy?
I have eyes. Before you came in, I saw you leave him outside. In the street.
He's a child. He doesn't have to hear the questions and the answers. Why are you looking at me?
Curious. You are light-skinned and blonde, and he's so dark with black hair. Well, I suppose he takes after his mother's people.
Yes. He takes after his mother's people.
Of the empty years that followed, only this is known. Lesnar gave up the futile search, and the boy, Victor, grew older in his house. What questions were asked and what answers given, who will say? Yet the thread that links the fragments of a life was unbroken. For on a day more than 12 years after the beginning, Lesnar brought the boy Victor to a certain man and asked a question.
Is it too late to teach a boy his age, Hebrew?
We are told that the sage Akiba did not even begin to study until he was 40.
He will begin now, today.
If you like, but I must tell you, it's very unlikely that he'll become a Talmud Chacham.
What?
Learned in the Talmud. You do not understand?
I don't have to understand. Victor does.
I see. You'll excuse me for asking, but why?
I'll pay you well. Don't you want to teach the boy?
Of course. Only why is it so important?
Victor will be 13 in a few months.
Yes, he's growing nicely.
Oh, don't you understand? He'll be 13, the age when a boy is... Oh, I don't know why what it's called.
Bar mitzvah. When a Jewish boy takes on the responsibilities of a man, a member of the congregation.
Now you know what I want.
But you are not... That is...
Never mind about me. Will you do it, or shall I find another teacher? Well, yes or no?
Oh, we must start at the beginning, and there is very little time. It would be good if he had some extra help.
Then give it to him.
At home, I mean.
But I... All right, all right. You can also teach me Hebrew.
Aleph, Bez, 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 Gimel,
Daled, Hey, Vov,
Zion.
My knees, they're folded up like an accordion under my chin.
The benches are low. Here, sit at my table for a while.
No. Let's go on, Victor.
Ches, Tes, Yud, Kuf, Huf, Lamed, Mem, Nun.
Read it, Victor. It's from the book of Jonah.
Ivri onochi.
Onochi.
Onochi. Ves achem eloke.
Hashem.
Hashem eloke. Hashomayim. Ani.
Hashomayim.
Hashomayim. Ani. Yore. Asher. Oso.
Asher.
Asher. Oso. Es. Hayom. Ves. Hayabosho.
Now the meaning?
I am a Hebrew, and
is something wrong, Mr. Lesnar?
Huh? No, nothing. I'm pleased at how well Victor is learning.
Kol hamelamed es ben chavero toro mal ale olov ha. Kosur. Keilu. Yelodo.
Good, Victor, good. And the meaning, Mr. Lesnar?
He that teaches his neighbor's son is to him like a...
You know that word. We've seen it many times. Abo. Father. You know it. Don't you, Papa?
Of course he knows it, but... I'm not sure that he believes it. Victor, go home now and study the next lesson.
It's not time yet. Besides, I already know it.
Then take a little holiday. You've earned it. Go on.
Well, you'll be home soon, Papa?
I won't be long.
It's better to... talk about these things, Mr. Lesnar. Whose son is he?
I was in Warsaw in the first weeks of the Germans. I saw Jews on their knees scrubbing the streets while the Nazis stood over them with whips. I walked by minding my own business.
What could you do, one man alone?
No, don't make excuses for me that I no longer make for myself. There were things that could be done then and later in the factory at Tarnopol. But I looked on and was sorry for the poor people and did not lift a finger.
Until Goldenson spoke to you.
That day in the factory, over the crying and the shouting, I heard his voice. Now, Lesnar, the hour is now.
Can you tell me how, in 1 minute, in 1 second, everything seemed different? Can you explain it?
I have given up trying to explain everything that happens in the world.
Only until the war ended, I thought. Only until I found the child's own people.
Well, after the war, there were institutions for children.
Was that why he was saved? To be an orphan in a world breaking apart?
He was an orphan.
I washed him and fed him and taught him. Don't you understand?
I understand, Lester. Of course I understand. But you're not safe. The boy's father is dead. And you are his father.
And yet I brought Victor to you.
I will teach him, and he'll be bar mitzvah.
You did not turn him away, did you? You know who I am, but you did not turn him away.
No.
Because Goldenstern was his father. And there are things the boy must know that I can't teach him.
You're still blaming yourself, Lesnar.
I am also learning. I've learned that if you say Aleph, you must also say Beis. You are preparing Victor for bar mitzvah, but there is something else he must know. Something that I must tell him. Isn't there? Isn't there? You don't try to persuade me otherwise.
No, Lesnar.
I must tell him who his father was and how he died and why.
You have taught him well. I think he will understand.
Oh, he will understand, yes. He will understand and grow bitter and hate the world in which he was born and his father died.
That's not what you mean, Lester. You're afraid of another thing.
I was in that world, and I did nothing, and I lived. He will despise me. He'll hate me and the world. Why don't you deny it? Say that I'm wrong.
You want me to comfort you like a child?
Then why should I tell him? Why should I offer myself to hatred?
Because long ago, in the minute, the second, that you heard Goldenson's voice, you did not close your ears. Because there is always risk in responsibility. Lesnar, there is risk in being a man.
The story comes close to the end, and the time is near for making a sum of understanding out of separate fragments. Only the last is missing. An agricultural settlement in Israel.
Can we stop for a little while?
It's been a long day's work, Victor.
Only for a minute.
For a minute, then.
I want to look at the field. We must have plowed 20 acres today.
Mm-hmm. You're tired.
It's nothing. There's a reason. I used to be tired before. In Poland, I mean. But it was... There was never a reason. Do you know what I mean?
I think so.
I was always waiting to do something. To find out something. I didn't know what.
You know now, Victor.
Look, Papa, the field we plowed used to be desert. In school yesterday, we learned a psalm. Shuva Hashem es shavisenu kahafikim ba Negev.
The story ends quietly. For if there is bitterness over what has happened, it is plowed into the soil of living to make sweet that which will happen.
Turn our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the dry land. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Though he goeth his way weeping that beareth the measure of seed, he shall come home with joy, bearing his sheaves.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi David Kahana, spiritual leader of the East 51st Street Synagogue in New York City. Rabbi Kahana.
The problem of proper timing is one which faces us daily. How often, indeed, while in the midst of some activity, we will suddenly ask ourselves, should I do this now, or should I perhaps wait for more favorable circumstances? In answer to this frequent question, the play suggests that there is no time like the present, for it is only the present moment which is fully and surely yours. This answer is echoed by the gamut of human experiences, which constantly remind us that life is too short to act little, and tomorrow may be too late, for you may never pass this way again. Let us therefore make haste to be kind, be swift to love. Say now that word of appreciation and sympathy. Do today that generous deed before it is too late. For when adding meaning to life, always remember that the hour is now. Above and beyond this idea that one should do something, we have the important corollary thought that one can do. In an age when so many of us are gripped by a mood of helplessness, and we often feel like crying out, what can I do against overwhelming circumstances beyond my control? The play assures us, and religious faith confirms, remember, man, you are the creator of circumstances and not its creature. You are the master of destiny and not its servant. For did not God himself assure us, as recorded in biblical scripture, I call heaven and earth to testify this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Do thou choose life. Man, you alone are the chooser of life. You must help to move forward the clock of history, and the hour is now.
Thank you, Rabbi Kahana. Eternal Light Drama today, The Hour Is Now, was written by Joseph Mindell. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Carl Weber, Sam Gray, Roger DeCoven, Theo Getz, and Kerry Mark Joyles. The narrator, Chet Gould. This is Mel Brandt. Our program was directed by Parker Gibbs. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.